It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh**. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than Mall Santa telling you can't have what you want for Christmas. He ain't that type of Santa, you bitches. And don't you cry, you little sniveling wimp. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com and clicking live broadcast. You can also watch us on the Davin's Den page on ye old Facebook. The audio is better on Davin Comedy, but the video is exclusive to Facebook. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Santa Claus, Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hello. Happy holidays, one and all.
Happy holidays. And Mrs. Cat Claus, Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Meow.
Exactly. On the show, a mall Santa says no guns, but the NRA says, no, here's your arsenal. Should we raise the qualifications to be a cop? In Russia, you can get the vaccine, but you may have to quit something you love. Adolf Hitler scores a huge political win. A Florida woman has an outstanding display of spite. I really think it's quite impressive, and we'll get into that. And scamming scammers. Carolyn, my scammer, she wants five large. Five large. Is tonight the night she gets it, or is it just another night of disappointment for Carolyn? So much to get to. So many things going on. So Joe, what's going on with you?
Well, I did a good deed on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
What?
I thought that's why I was feeling hell freeze over.
That's right. I did a good deed. I was on the way to the store last Saturday, and I drive down. I'm in my development, and I drive down to the street down the block from me, and then I see somebody, like, kneeling by a mailbox. And I'm like, they're probably putting tinsel up or something. And then I drive, you know, maybe another 100 yards, and I'm like, want to know something? I'm not so sure, so I pull around, and there's a woman leaning down by the mailbox, and I'm like, lady, are you okay? And she goes, no, I fell and I slipped. And I'm like, holy cow, right, let me give you a hand, you know, and I helped her up, and I brought her into the house, and, you know, I brought her by the house, and the neighbor helped me with her, and stuff like that, and I felt bad. Her husband was in the hospital, and she was just trying to get the mail, you know, and, I just happened by. None of the neighbors on the street seemed to notice. And I'm like, thank God I drove by. It felt awful, you know, so I'm glad I helped her out.
That is very nice, but I'm going to call a little bit of bullshit on this. Yeah, I feel like you're giving us the Good Samaritan Joe version. I feel like there's another version. I feel like you had the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, playing in your car, and you thought this person was kneeling, and you were going to get out of the car to give this person a what for. I feel like that's what really happened.
No, but it's one of those things where something did not look right, you know.
Well, good for you, Joe. Once in a while, you keep yourself out of Hades by doing a good deed. I'm glad, you know, 'tis the season. Good for you. I would call you a good human being, but I can't lie to the audience. But that was very nice.
See, I'm not just a nasty, hateful person. You know?
No, not just. Absolutely not just.
There are so many other flavors to Joe.
No, well, no, there's one other flavor. He's funny, which is why he's still here. So he's a nasty, hateful person, but he makes me laugh. I mean, and ultimately, that's why he's here. Because there have been people who said, why is Joe part of your show? Ultimately, he makes me laugh, just like Pip makes me laugh. As much as we bust Pip's balls, she genuinely makes me laugh, and it's my name on the show. So that's why they're here. So and then when they do good deeds,
I'm a natural fit.
You are. But when they do good deeds, it's just bonus. But really, they're here for their humor. I really don't expect Joe and Pip to be good human beings on top of it. I mean, that's just a bonus.
I do more like citizen stuff when I'm not Blue Hawk than I when I am Blue Hawk.
Well, because Joe, when you're Blue Hawk, because when you're Blue Hawk, it's about fucking plumbing supplies, stupid.
I saw the signal this week.
Yeah, I saw that on your Facebook page, and I did the right thing, and I scrolled by. But yes.
I saw the signal.
I was at the day program, and I was going over something with my coworker Cindy, who knows who Blue Hawk is. So we're going over pricing. I had a price a customer. I just go, well, if it's going to be in this buying group to get there, if it's Blue Hawk, bacock! Yes, Joe, bacock. If it's Blue Hawk, I'm sorry, I saw the signal.
Oh my! Well, yeah, I gotta say, in your defense, Rona has led to a lot of mental illness. So I will not hold you accountable.
Thank you.
For your pretending to be a plumbing superhero. I will not do that.
Yes.
So you had a question for me before we went live.
Yeah, a lot of Jets fans are upset that the Jets won on Sunday because they're losing the number one draft pick. But my whole thing is, why are you upset? If you do get that draft pick, you're bringing it into such a horrible coaching structure that it would be just a waste of time, I think, to work on getting out of there. Because, I mean, he's not even helped Darnell. He even mentioned that he didn't even groom the kid. So now you're going to go get a number one draft pick and just blunder it on a horrible coaching staff?
All right, well, there's a lot to that. You're talking about fandom. So when you're talking about fandom, you're asking, are you of the mind where at this point the season has been so god-awful, just lose and get this draft pick who's supposed to be a generational talent? Or are you of the mind that you, as Herm Edwards, our coach with moderate success, said, you play to win the game? I'm a rational person. A rational person says, you want to shut up, you Pip. Don't you have a cat litter? Look at you. She's making faces. Go eat yourself. But a rational person would say, well, you want to lose at this point. The season's been so god awful. You want to get this big word. You want to get this really good guy. But here's Sam Darnold, who is the quarterback now, who is an elderly 23 years old, is the quarterback. It was 3 years ago where Jet fans said, let's tank the season, let's suck for Sam. And before that, we had Geno Smith, and we had Mark Sanchez. The Jets have a unique ability to ruin quarterbacks. Really, it's a skill. So I was rooting for the team when because I like Sam Darnold. If you ever listen, I root for good people. See, if you ever listen to Sam Darnold and this shit show that he's surrounded by, he's always classy, always takes responsibility even when it's not his fault. Always a stand-up guy, doesn't embarrass the franchise, like last year's Washington football team's number one draft pick, the quarterback, did this week by being, after a loss, winding up in a Seattle titty bar with people sitting on his lap without a mask. He's the only active quarterback on the roster because everybody else is injured. That's embarrassing your franchise.
Oh,
Sam Darnold does not do that. I root for good people, which is why from the beginning I never liked Donald Trump, because I knew he was a bad person. You could talk politics all you want, I don't root for bad people. So I root for Sam Darnold. I felt bad for him. And I root for this team because if you've watched all the games like I have, because I feel like 2020 hasn't been miserable enough. I feel like every Sunday I should punish myself for 3+ hours and remind myself I don't deserve any joy.
It accentuates you.
Sure. Nothing says 2020 like the New York Jets. they're the official mascot of 2020. I refer you to the Raiders game a couple weeks ago if you forgot. But I thought you gave up the NFL. But anyway, that's another conversation. But this team has tried all year. I root for people who try hard. I can accept if you don't have talent. You know, if nobody on this show had any ability, but we all tried hard, it would still be a fun show. But
been for 10 years.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, if you know, I get upset on this show and other things when people don't try. I would get upset when I was running open mics, when I would tell the comics, all you got to do is try. Don't worry about the time. I'll cover the time. I'll give you more. And they would just read their act out of a notebook, because to me that says you're not trying. This Jets team tried, has tried all year. So I rooted for them. And Marcus May, who's the safety, is one of the longest tenured Jets at this point, at four years on the team, poor fella, made a fantastic play towards the end of the game where he knocked the ball away on what could have lost the game for them. And then the Jets actually got a first down, which is important if you're not a football fan, towards the end of the game. I rooted for them. I'm glad they won. That being said, I understand it might not be the best thing. But to Joe's point, yeah, the coaching is terrible. But the coaching isn't going to be here. You got to get the coaching right. If you don't get the coaching right, it all doesn't matter. So he might go to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are terrible. But they're terrible too. This kid, here's what people don't understand about football, not to be a sports talk show. Coaching can ruin great talent. So if the Jets don't get the right coach and they don't have anybody around them, they'll ruin Trevor Lawrence the same way they're ruining Sam Darnold. I happen to be of the mind that you can still salvage Sam Darnold. There's still enough there. He does not embarrass me. He's a quality human being. If you put talent around him, do I think he's going to be the best quarterback in the league ever? No. But Eli Manning was never the best quarterback in the league. He just did what for the Giants. He just did what was necessary to win, and he really never embarrassed the franchise, and he was a great face of the franchise, which is why he will go down as a beloved.
He was a good soldier too, and he was dicking him around and say he didn't complain in the news or anything like that. He did what he had to be done.
He wasn't thrilled. He wasn't thrilled. They dicked him around for Geno Smith. Ugh. But he was a class act. So if you're going to tell me I can have a class act with some talent, I'm going to try to support this guy as long as I can. So I'm happy for Sam Darnold. They got to get a new coach. This coach is god awful. I understand why Jet fans are unhappy. But listen, things can happen. They could still get the number one pick. But I was rooting for my football team. It's hard for me to root for my team to lose. I can't do that. And I root for good people. But you, Joe, gave up football a couple years ago. I remember that show. You and a whole bunch of people gave up the NFL. Are you back with the NFL?
I put the game on. I put the game on when I do stuff around the house.
That's fine.
You know, it's a background thing.
That's fine. But that's all you ever did. That's fine. You watch the game. I don't have an issue with it. I just laughed when you said you gave it up, like you were going to games anyway. That's fine. I always laugh when people like say they're boycotting shit. When A, it's not something they can go to, or they're full of shit. Like I remember years ago, I had the joke where right when the Trump administration came in, and Mike Pence went to see Hamilton on Broadway. And, like, people were booing Mike Pence. I think he was with his daughter or something. People were, like, booing Mike Pence because he went to the show and everything, which was fucking classless. And Mike Pence handled it with class. But I remember a bunch of liberals were like, I don't know, maybe it was conservatives. I don't know. Somebody was going to fucking boycott. I guess it was conservatives who were going to boycott.
It was conservatives.
Conservatives were going to boycott Hamilton. And at that point, like, Hamilton tickets were, like, $500. And I said, you can't boycott shit you're not going to. It's like me saying, I'll tell you what, I don't like this fucking crescent moon. I'm not going to the moon. How do you like them apples? You can't. I'm not going to the moon. It doesn't fucking matter if I boycott the moon. It's bullshit. So I'm never one for these fucking boycotts. If you're gonna boycott something, I don't need a speech about it. Just don't do it. I don't give a shit one way or the other. You know, Starbucks or whatever the liberals want to fucking boycott. I don't give a shit. If you want to be an idiot or stand by or be righteous, that's fine. I just don't need a speech and a song and a dance.
Well, at the time 2 years ago, it was so prevalent every Sunday, and there was such a big deal being made out of it that you know I actually did not watch. You know, if they're gonna stay in the locker room and they don't show it or whatever, you know, and I turn the game on, you know, maybe 10 minutes into the first quarter, I'm going to watch the game.
But they never showed it. This was manufactured bullshit. It was blown, not to rehash this thing. It was blown out of before. It was part of Trump's culture war things that people want to fucking latch onto. Before that, they never, they showed the national anthem. Like, usually, like, the first game of the season. And I've been to the first game of the season. I've been part of the ceremony where they bring the flag onto the field. So they would show that. They would show that. But most of the times, they don't show the national anthem. And you know what? I don't need to see the national anthem on TV. I've said this before. I don't even know why we're playing the national anthem at sporting events. At the Olympics, I understand. You know, for the Yankees versus the Tigers in fucking August, I don't need the national anthem. You know, just like I don't need Kate Smith during the seventh inning stretch. I don't need that shit. It's not anti-America. It's just like, we're just watching baseball. Play some baseball songs.
The one thing I really don't like is, like, on the Monday night game or the late Sunday game, when they have to play the football song. We're going to see some football. There, y'all. We're going to throw... Play the game. I
got to
go work in the morning.
Well, Joe, when they play that song is actually when I take a knee. That's when I do it.
We're going to watch football, y'all. Hey, y'all, shut up.
Shut up, stupid. Kick off the ball.
Right.
Oh, please.
Thank you. You're going to agree. You're
going to
agree.
Have you heard Cotton Eye Joe at Yankee Stadium? I want to die.
Well, you know what? At Yankee
Where are we?
1996. That's where we are. Listen,
No, it's like... Where the fucking Bronx? Where the D-G to Yeehaw come from? My God, it's terrible.
I don't give a shit about any of that. My
Midwest.
No, well, my dad thinks these stadiums are too loud, but he's an old man. What do you expect? He's an old Jew.
No, they are too loud.
I understand, Grandma. I understand. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about any of this, to be fair. But I'm just saying, I was never one of these people like, well, we're going to a hockey game. We should play the American and Canadian national anthem. Why can't we just drop the puck? I don't give a shit. Most of the people are at the concessions, or they're taking a piss, or they're settling into their seats. It's really a disrespectful time to play. You know when you should play these fucking national anthems? Halfway through each fucking quarter or period, because we're all fucking there anyway. That's when you should spring it on us. Boom! Hey, you know, 7 minutes into the first...
That's funny, like a bad idea.
Yes! 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 That's what I'm saying. It's like, alright, you know it's coming.
Spring on is a bad idea.
Yes! Well, hear me out, because we're already invested. You know it's coming. Boom! Time to stand. All right, we're here. You can't avoid it because you're already invested. Now you have my attention. But I can avoid the national anthem if I know it's at the beginning of the game. I know, and, you know, I have a couple minutes to fucking settle in and shit because they're just going to do the national anthem. I don't have to run to my seat for the national anthem. But if you put it in the middle of the game, I'm fucking stuck. There's nothing I can do about it. I got no way to go. That's why you play the national anthem. Like,
well,
fuck.
I don't understand. Like between quarters, don't you take like go try to take a leak or get a beer or get a hot dog?
Well, but that's why you don't play the national anthem in between quarters. You play in the middle of a quarter. So sometimes it's like 3 minutes into the quarter. Sometimes it's 8 minutes into the quarter. Sometimes it's the second quarter. You never know where it's gonna be. It's like if you're swimming in shark infested waters.
Bring it on.
Yes. So it's like you know it's gonna
like
get you.
A fucking indie band at a fucking train station.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Or like
a woman who suddenly realizes she has an opinion. You didn't know this shit was coming. It was bound to happen at some point. But now she's on her podium. You gotta fucking listen. Yes.
Right.
What?
What? No? Bad analogy? I feel that was...
Yes!
Nah, I think you're wrong. Don't get an opinion now, woman. Now's not the time.
I've had one all along.
Well, but you did the right thing and kept it to yourself, like as a woman should.
Somebody's getting a pinch.
Ooh, poor Mr. Helix. Remember, dear, you can't...
Welcome to the misogynistic moment from Davin.
Sure, because remember, kids, without suffer, there's no suffrage. That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
But yeah, I'm not a fan of the boycotting. My parents were big boycotters. I remember when Mel Gibson went on his drunken anti-Semitic rant. Like my mom's like, well, I'm not going to see any more Mel Gibson movies. Oh, okay, I'm sure he'll be all right. Now, when the Hollywood bigwigs said they weren't going to make any more of his movies, that's when people paid attention. But you know, if my mom, the housewife in Jersey, doesn't see any more Mel Gibson movies, he'll be okay.
Actually, if there's a whole bunch of them, though, it becomes a problem.
But you know what? He's too fucking handsome. It's not going to happen. Yeah, we're going to make a stand, but look at those pecs. I mean, let's be fucking realistic about
this. And he makes good fucking movies.
Yeah, some of them are very good. Some of them are very good movies. Some of them are a little...
I have a bad taste in my mouth when I see him now, though.
Well, you got to stop blowing people while you're watching him.
Jesus Christ!
Wait, what'd you say? I missed that.
Say it again, Joe.
I wanted to shoot a load into it.
All right, we had the same joke.
Yeah, you guys.
Oh, you had the same one.
Yeah, I didn't hear yours because I was saying essentially the same thing at the same time. So at the end of the day, we both feel Pip is sucking cock.
Sorry, Pip, you're saddled with two assholes. You have been for years.
I know. I'm just sit here covered with splooge. Thanks, guys.
Isolate that.
Really?
I'm saddled. I'm covered in splooge. Thanks, guys. You're welcome, dear. You're welcome, dear.
Thanks, all of you.
Merry Christmas. Consider that your holiday tinsel.
Tinsel? No, it's not tinsel.
Well, Joe, I hope I answered your question.
Thank you,
Pip. What's going on with you?
Well, I did a good deed too.
Oh, look at this!
Yay!
And the thing is, we were trying something new because of our close call with COVID.
Oh, cowgirl!
And sorry,
cowgirl.
Yeah, I was going to say, watch the Fisher. Be careful. Watch that.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for reminding me. And not new, Devin. Anyway,
Pip's a little cowgirl. There you go, Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah. We were looking into trying the online grocery shopping instead of going to the grocery store. And it's like, I've been going to the grocery store. I go get like one giant shopping done and then I don't go for a few weeks. But we just thought, well, let's just see how this works. It's kind of a pain because a lot of people are trying to do it now, so they don't have as many opportunities at local stores, and it's hard to get a scheduled for delivery. You have to go and pick it up, and that's okay. They'll just bring it to the car. So we were just trying it out. It worked out pretty well. The lady that came to the we brought the car over and called them and said, we're ready. And the lady that came to the window, she was like, I was trying to call you before. We have some substitutions. And she was really apologetic, like I was going to yell at her about them. And I'm like, okay. So she, said, we don't have this brand, but we have that brand. I'm like, fine.
Well, hold on. No. We got to stop right there.
What?
A phone call has to be made before substitutions are put into the cart. For instance, I will give you, we're at a Hellman's. But instead, here's Kraft. Nay, nay. Nay, nay.
Right. Yes. Nay, nay. Very difficult between the two.
No, she did try to call me, but my phone had died overnight.
By the way, enough with your fucking phone. Your phone is always dying. Dear, they have something called a charger. You can fucking put it in there so it doesn't.
Well,
is that iPhone DC? Holy crap.
No, this.
She's got a solar iPhone, but it's been cloudy.
It was like a rolling snowball. It was gathering snow. There was several things. I got a migraine and I went to bed. I brought the phone with me, but not the charger. I slept so long that the phone died. So then Mr. Elix wakes me up and goes, aren't we supposed to be going and picking up the groceries now? And I'm like, oh, crap. So I just, get myself together really quick, and we jump in the car.
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Yep.
I twist your chops, but sometimes I'm in bed. Now, I have a USB charger on the side of my bed. My bed has a USB charger. So I have the USB charger that goes out into my night table. There are nights I'm in bed, my phone is down like at 40%, and I'll be watching stuff. And all I have to do is plug the phone in, and I'm like, I'm sorry to go to sleep. Really? That's fucking lazy. I'm lying in bed. It's right there.
I know.
Turn over, you know.
Oh my god.
Well, I had it plugged in the living room where I had been, and then my head started to throb, and I'm like, I'm just gonna lay down for a little bit, and I'm sure I'll feel better. And it just got worse and worse. So I never got up. I just stayed in bed, and right. I left the charger there, so the phone ran down. So this poor lady did try to call me, but my phone was dead.
You know what?
So
well,
we here, got there.
An executive decision has to be made in the Helix household. Pip has a propensity for having her phone run down. So at this point, all important calls really need to go to Mr. Helix. You cannot be trusted with the responsibility of having a working phone. I mean, seriously.
I know. So we get there, and the lady was like, I tried to call you. We have substitutions. I'm like, okay. So she tells me what they are. I'm like, okay, to all of them. And she goes, and we just don't have that. I'm like, fine. So she's like, oh, you guys are easy. And I was like, what am I going to do, argue with you? But then I realized they've probably been catching some shit from people. So when we got home and I checked the order and everything was great and the substitutions that she suggested were great. And I called up and I asked for the manager and I could hear the voice, the tone of the girl on the phone change. And I'm like, no, I have to congratulate you guys on a good job. And she's like, oh. She goes and fetches the manager, and I can hear her. I said, is this the manager? She's like, yes. Like, here, getting, stealing herself. And I was just like, no, this is my first time doing it. And, you know, I was a pain in the ass because my phone was dead. But she tried to call with substitutions, but she was really nice. She gave good suggestions, and atta girl. Good job. Thank you.
Did you explain to the manager that you'll eat 3-day-old chicken salad that's been on the counter? Anything in that fucking bag you'll eat.
It's a point. It's valid.
I did not go into detail about that. I think she sensed this about me.
Very valid.
But she was just like,
you're like an alley cat. You'll eat anything out of the dumpster.
Especially now, it's all cooked because everything is a hot dumpster fire this year. And but she was really like shocked. She goes, "Oh wow, this really means a lot." Like, you know, like thanking me for calling and saying nice things. So I go, "Well, all you hear is complaints." So I figured, you know, I'll call and say, "Hey, good job!" And especially that lady, she did a good job, and she was very nice.
Oh, very nice.
And I could tell that she's used to getting like yelled at. She goes, then she like breaks down, and she's like not the manager anymore. She's just a woman talking to me, and she's like, "You have no idea how mean people have been. They're just brutal, vicious."
All right, you're not her fucking therapist. You're a satisfied customer. I mean, really, enough.
No, we're just,
people are fucking assholes. I mean, half the shit I have to deal with during the day, it's like you gotta be kidding me. I had a guy that's telling me there's gas connectors that are on back order, and he goes, cancel my order and I'll reorder it. And I write him back and I'm like, do you realize that you're gonna get the reorder later? You're not gonna get your 10% discount, and the price is going up mid-January. I got to explain this to you, you know. So it's just the shit you got to deal with day in and day out. I can imagine what they deal with the groceries.
Oh, she said, you know, it's like, I know I'm not a therapist, but we were just talking. And
two gals talking.
She was just like, oh, she got a sympathetic ear, somebody who's treating her like a human and saying, atta girl. And instead of being, yeah, somebody was ripping her a new one because they didn't have the Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows that they wanted. Mm. Really? We have a pandemic going on. Get the fuck over yourself, people.
Wait a minute.
Thank you for going to work and being like...
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
Don't blame the pandemic for why they don't have Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows. I know there's been a run on toilet paper. I know there's been a run on sanitizer and God knows what else. I do not recall hearing about the run on Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows.
Well, here's the deal with that. I mean, things are getting better now, but when this pandemic first started, toilet paper wasn't just the only thing. Noodles, you couldn't find noodles. You buy noodles, you have to order them because you don't know if they're going to be there the next week. A lot of food that you would get, I mean, I spent a fortune because I was finding that a lot of food that was there that week You couldn't get it the next week, so catch as catch can.
Yes, I understand. I understand. Noodles can be a staple, and that was 10 months ago. We're talking about Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows. Listen, I don't give a shit if they're out of it. I really don't care. I certainly would not pitch a bitch about it, because I'm a fucking adult. But let's not blame the pandemic on, oh my God, now they've come for the Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows. The humanity, how are we going to get through this long, cold, dark winter? Damn you, Trump! No, enough.
No, that's not the point. It's not the point that the pandemic is to blame for this momentary lapse in Fruity Pebbles, but it's that people are so insane and so full of themselves that they feel they can rip this manager or the online shopper people a new asshole because there weren't Fruity Pebbles that particular day. Get over yourselves.
Yeah, but Joe ripped a Walmart girl who had nothing to do.
I've been in retail for over 23 years. I've been in wholesale for 23 years. I'll never go back to retail again. I'm dealing with that shit.
No. No. People have no right to treat people like this. And she goes, all day long people are doing stuff like that and acting like it's a catastrophe because they didn't have the brand that they wanted or they were out of... Look, I bought a lot of coffee creamers because I freeze them and then I have them forever. And I never run out. But I thought, oh, I'll try this one. And this one wasn't available. I didn't lose my shit over it. I was like, okay. Because...
Well, you know what? Me with stupidity, sometimes I could be a little short, as you know. Now, I was at the store, I was at the supermarket, ironically, about maybe 3 weeks ago, and I forgot what the girl was doing, but she made a mistake. And she goes, I'm so sorry I made a mistake. And I said to myself, but it showed it on there. You can't see that? And then I stopped myself, and I said, you ordered 400 valves that weren't supposed to have a Bella suction on it. You checked it 3 times, and you ordered the fucking thing with the Bella suction, so much so that you took them all home and spent the Sunday afternoon removing the Bella suction. So I said to myself, shut your face. She made a mistake. You're no fucking better.
Right. It's just like, you know, when this is a worldwide catastrophe that everybody's living through. People are trying to do their best. We're all thanking people have stopped thanking them as much as they were. We're all thanking the frontliners and saying thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. And all the people that work in these stores, they're putting themselves in harm's way. They're down people because they've been exposed or they're sick. And the people that are there are doing the best that they can. We have no fucking right to be yelling at them over Fruity Pebbles or whatever your brand of coffee is or what have you. It's like, shut up, take the substitution, and be happy somebody's there to get it for you. They're having food shortages in Great Britain right now.
Well, I mean, we got people at food pantries here. It's a fucking problem.
That's right.
People are assholes, but I've been saying that for years. Welcome to the bandwagon.
A lot of things that you incur right now, you know, in the store or whatever, you're like, this is bullshit. And it's like, yeah, it all is. And I go, this is the reason that this is bullshit. You know, and
I don't even go this is, I don't even,
it's like you've been going through the motions since March.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just different, man. I just count my blessings. Listen, I'm fucking depressed. I lost a gig for January. 2021 is going right the way 2021. And I think I'm going to lose some more too. I mean, but whatever. You got to be thankful for what you have. But I understand most people aren't like that way. Most people want to fucking riot and cause... No, most people don't want to riot. Enough people want to riot and fucking lose their mind in conspiracy theories and act and blame somebody and get violent. I'm just not of that mindset.
They got free time.
What?
They all got free time.
No, I mean today, and I posted this, today in Oregon, I guess some right wingers with their fucking flags and their long guns and everything. I guess in Oregon, the legislature was trying to figure out what to do with COVID-19 restrictions, and these bunch of right wing yahoos come in and they gas the fucking police. They get all violent and everything. And I posted, what about the law and the order and respecting the police? It's like I've been saying all along, Joe. When you go left wing, I go, no, people are assholes. It has nothing to do with right wing or left wing. people are assholes. This was a case of right-wing assholes.
Each side has them. I never said that each side didn't have them. Each side has them.
Yeah, but that's
where the riots come in.
Yes. That's why. Tune in tomorrow. Left-wingers will be assholes. But that's why I get liberals are supposed to be so tolerant. I tell you, no, we're not. Think of it, I got liberal assholes, too.
Oh, God, no.
But right-wingers are assholes, too. People are assholes. I can't be more clear to you people who are listening, who clearly are not assholes. I cannot be more clear. People are assholes. It has nothing to do with...
Don't yell at the fans, dumbbell.
I'm not yelling at them. I just said they're not assholes. Has nothing to do with political affiliation. So my wife did a good deed last night. All of a sudden,
we're all full of goodness, aren't we?
Not me. I'm staying true to my character.
Good boy.
Yeah, somebody has to. I'm consistent. So I hear
we're trying something new.
I hear this ruckus in the house, and I hear the neighbor is in the house cackling, and now the wife is cackling, and this fucking woman cackling. I don't need this type of good time. So, so she leaves. The neighbor leaves. I ask my wife, what was that about? Oh, well, she had to use our bathroom. What? She had to use our bathroom? Yeah, both them were occupied. At her house, were occupied. So she's got to use our bathroom? That's weird. It's not even the end of it. That's weird right there. I would never knock on a neighbor's door and go, listen, I got to take a wicked dump. The girls are taking a shower. Can I drop a deuce? I don't have the... I'd shit my pants. I would shit my pants before I would knock on a neighbor's door. And I would go in the snow.
I can't even imagine. My neighbors are 20 feet away. I can't even imagine knocking on their door. Can I use the can?
I never would.
No, I'd be more. It gets better. So my wife goes, well, there's a little bit more to it, but I'm not supposed to tell you. I go, what do you mean? She goes, well,
you're going to, because you let the cat out of the bag. You're not going to leave me in suspense.
Exactly.
Don't hang that carrot.
So why does she need to use the bathroom? To take a pregnancy test. Who the fuck goes next door to take a pregnancy test?
Wait a minute. This was so urgent that she couldn't wait for one of the bathrooms to be free in her house that she went to a neighbor and told him this?
This is what I deal with.
You live next door to a convent?
Well, I used to live next door to a drug house. I actually live in a very nice neighborhood. But, yeah, there's some weird shit going on. I'm not going to lie. I mean, don't get me wrong.
You got the cop in to balance everything else now.
Yeah, I got the cop living where the drug house used to be. listen, I got...
That's an improvement.
I have...
You traded up, yeah.
I have very nice neighbors. Very nice.
Yes, you do.
But this one's a little fucking wacky. I mean, she depends on my wife. She's physically handicapped, which is okay, you know. So she depends on my wife. But I still don't understand why the pregnancy test has to come in my house. And it was the hours after the housekeeper just left. We just had the bathroom professionally cleaned. Now I got someone taking a pregnancy test in my... What the fuck is going on? Do we not have a pandemic? So, yeah, when people are upset about Fruity Pebbles, I'm like, fucking sit down. Welcome to my world. This is what I'm dealing with.
Wait, hold my
pebbles.
When I'm up for my next colonoscopy, guess where I'm doing my prep. you've got great hand soaps. Let me tell you something. When I would come up there, I would look forward to the hand soaps in the bathroom.
Me too.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't we give you guys hand soaps one year? We gave you guys hand soaps. You know, we're not making...
And I love them. It's like going to your favorite place and bringing back souvenirs. Yeah, I know. Thank you very much.
We're not making this shit.
Awesome. I just ran out of one of them.
We're not making it here. My wife isn't fucking concocting a brew. You can buy this shit. It's not a secret, kids. Treat yourself.
Wait a minute. I heard you guys were having a BOGO special. I'll be right up.
BOGO? What's BOGO?
Buy one, get one free.
Oh, okay.
Originally, I thought it was a clown, because when he would go BOGO's here, I'm like, oh, there's a fucking clown. All right.
I had no idea what that meant at first. What the hell? They keep talking about BOGO. And I always happen to be with shoes, so I thought it was some kind of shoe.
Yeah.
So that's where we are with that. I guess real quick in politics, We finally have a stimulus package, but I guess they like put a whole bunch of like shit now, like where like some money went to Pakistani gender research, and some money went to the Dalai Lama reincarnation fund. They just shoved all this shit.
Late on the Anthony Cumia show this afternoon, Ant read a laundry list of shit. And it's just crazy.
It's fucking crazy what they put in with our tax dollars, and then people make us feel bad for getting $600. Oh, the social, fuck you! This should have been a clean bill.
They sent $10 million to Pakistan. You know, I mean, we could have got at least $700 if they didn't do.
But they can't pass a bill to help the restaurants out who are fucking dying on the vine and going at a bit. We're so worried about our deficit and our budget. It's fucking, man, and it's both sides.
You want to know something? You know what I call both stimulus checks? Hush money is what I call it. I call it hush money.
It's insulting. It's insulting. But people, and here's the thing. I was thinking about this because one of my friends who swore to me that Trump was going to win in a landslide, I didn't hear much from him for a long time after that. I didn't say anything to him after that. But he would send me like fucking memes all the time, and so Trump's going to win in a landslide. But I posted something the other day, and he's like, well, we don't want socialism. You know what socialism is? It's our fucking money. It's our money. It's the money you pay, Pip. You pay, Joe. I pay. It's actually our money going to help us instead of going to fucking Pakistan or the Dalai Lama. So, yes, you know what? Put that money for public schools, library, bailing poor people out, or, you know, the police. It's not socialism. It's our fucking money. We're paying it.
And the funny thing is, and if the president, any president, looks at it and goes, I'm not signing this damn thing until you
listen,
get all this pork out of here.
Listen, I know people
come under fire for that.
I know people
defending Trump, any president.
I know people are saying Trump shouldn't sign it because of all the pork, and I agree with that sentiment, but Trump has to sign it because benefits are about to run out. Americans are at food. Trump is up against it. He has to sign this fucking thing. I lay the blame at Mitch McConnell. Not that the Republicans were the only one who put bullshit in. No, that was both sides. I lay the blame at Mitch McConnell's because the Democrats passed a bill in May. Mitch McConnell should have gone through this shit in May, and they should have been doing all this haggling all the time. And then Donald Trump could have gone if he was going to go line item. Not that he would, but as you said, any president with a couple months on the clock could have gone, wait a second, this is some bullshit here. I'm going to take this to the people, and I'm going to tell them why I'm not signing it, and Congress has to do better. But Trump doesn't have that luxury now. A lot of people's benefits are running out the day after Christmas. People are going to get evicted.
Right.
What?
Yeah, you're right. And I wish I was president.
I wish you were president too.
Thank you.
You do?
Compared to what we have, absolutely.
I mean, with the whole stimulus thing, I would have you try to work with both houses and try to work something out. And if they're putting pork in there, I would go live on the channel and go, this is the stimulus that they're putting. I'm not for this. And I'm going, here's all the reasons right down the list. Right to your
But Joe, this is all part of
the stimulus. Get this out.
This is all part of the quote unquote swamp. They all do this shit because they all have their pet projects and everything.
Right.
And then they haggle. It's why this shit's broken. It should have been a clean bill. It's never going to be a clean bill. I think Pelosi asked for a clean bill. McConnell's not going to do that in this case. But they both put bullshit in there. So I hate when people go, oh, it's the Democrats who did this or the Republicans who did this. No. They both put bullshit in there.
They both did. And after you read some of the, like I said, Ant had the whole laundry list on his show tonight. And after you listen to some of this, when is anything going to change? Whatever.
It
just seems with any administration, Trump's going to change it. And Biden, it's not going to change.
No.
It's just going to go on and on and on.
Well, I mean, what you're asking for is an informed populace who actually holds people accountable, and maybe a system where we don't only have two choices. As long as we have two choices, none of this is going to change. You're picking pretty much anybody who's going in to vote at this point. In their mind, most people, not the fanatics, are picking the lesser of two evils. That's basically where we are. So while while we are bothered by the pork, most of us have other things that are more concerning for us, whatever they may be.
Yeah, and on Facebook this morning, Peter King said that the bill got passed. He did, you know, vote for the bill. But he goes, we're not thrilled. I don't like the bill. We had to get it through, but I don't, you know, and he was upset for the same, reasons. There was not enough going to small businesses. There was a lot of pork on that, and $600 he didn't feel was enough.
Well, Joe, in the last one that they passed, and I don't want to get into a whole political thing, but in the last one they passed, Joel Osteen, who's a very, very rich man of God, you know, churches don't pay taxes. Joel Osteen got $4.5 million, I believe. I mean, really, enough. I mean, people knew this. So it's bullshit. I guarantee that was not a Democrat putting that shit in there. That was a Republican. So it's bullshit. It's fucking nauseating. And then you're going to come to me and say, oh, it's socialism, or you're a taker, or pull yourself up by the bootstraps. We're not even at that fucking level yet.
And let me tell you something. Anybody that says that, when is it going to change?
I don't have an answer.
It's just another example that it's.
Well, listen. The myth of Donald Trump.
You're going to see it in her life, and maybe your daughter, if she's lucky, might see a change. But who the fuck knows?
Listen, the myth of Donald Trump. Although, like I said, if you ever paid attention, you know it was bullshit. But the myth of Donald Trump was he was going to clean up the swamp. That was the myth. I never believed it, but I understood why people would find that attractive. I understood that. It's certainly something that's a uniting feature for people of left and right. I just knew this guy wasn't the guy to do it. Unfortunately, you still have people who think he's still cleaning up the swamp, and it doesn't get much swampier than Donald Trump. So to answer your question, Joe, I don't know. It's not going to be Joe Biden. I agree with you 100%. Listen, the system's broken. You need more than two parties. They both do this shit. Everybody wants to put jobs into their district so they can get voted again. I understand that. I understand all that shit. But then don't come to me with, we have to balance the budget and we can't give poor Americans X, Y, or Z, and we can't give the states money to help them pay for the police or the other first responders that have been balls out since this started in March. Don't come to me with that shit if we're giving Pakistan 10 million in gender studies. Don't come to me with that shit if we're sending you up money to the Dalai Lama Reincarnation Fund or whatever other nonsense you get. Don't come to me.
They're also trying to find out why there was a race riot in 1908. Don't worry about the ones going on right now. It's in the goddamn bill. Yeah.
Well, Joe,
you know what?
I feel
like I said to you. Like I said to you, yeah, don't come to me with this. Don't come. And you're right. There's no way to go.
I feel they should. I feel like I could have solved that for them. I don't know the issue, but just from the little blurb you gave me. I'm going to guess why there was a race riot in 1908 is because people did not like other people based on race. Solved. Let's help the poor people. Glad I could do that.
Thank you for the illuminating commentary, Daffin.
You're right. It cost you
very
nothing.
Scientific.
I could have took you to lunch for $20.
You don't even have to take me to lunch. Joe, that one's on the house. That one is for free.
Thank you very much.
Let's give the money to first responders. Let's give the money to the police departments. Let's give the money to teachers or poor people that have worked their whole life that are food pantries. Let's do that shit with the money. Let's really help. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I've been very lucky because my wife has been working and she's had a good year. You know, she's made a lot of commissions and everything. If she wasn't working, I don't know what I'd be. I'd probably be on the phone taking calls from Pip about food substitutions. I'd probably be doing that shit right now.
You know, listen to me. I've been lucky to be working. My company has been very, very good to us. But we had a company meeting, a Zoom meeting, at the beginning of the month, and we were outlining the year. And the third and fourth quarter is going to be very slow. They projected a year and a half before things get back to normal. And in June and July, it's going to be dead. And I'm like saving every penny I can just in case they cut days back or whatever. So there's a lot of uncertainty moving forward.
Now, Joe, just imagine.
who knows how long.
Just imagine if you were the sole breadwinner and you got a wife and two kids and you know and you were laid off. That's what's happening here. People who've never been in food.
I don't know. And I know a lot of people that have been, you know, have been home since March. A friend of mine who was a florist, and she, you know, there's no weddings or anything like that, and she's, you know, she's trying to pick up some odds and ends, you know.
Listen, this is it's
horrible.
We, and I've been saying this from the beginning, we have fucked our people so bad we don't take care of them. Again, this was another instance where Donald Trump would have been. Again, if he was perceived as a champion of the people, and at times he said he wanted to give more money. Occasionally he would tweet, let's give more money, but then the Republicans would come to him and say, no, we can't give more money. If Donald Trump had been at the forefront of, say, cutting the nonsense bullshit pork that Joe was bringing up, and a champion of giving more people money, again, if he would have made this one of his issues, he would have won in a landslide. But instead we've had Steve Mnuchin running around, and there's been times where it looked like we had a deal and then Trump would blow it up. I mean, again, it was all there for him. We really need a strong president. Any president, in this case Donald Trump was the president. You really need a strong president when it's not all the same party to bring people together. Go, listen, you knuckleheads. I can't have this. We got people who are hungry. The states are fucking broke. You got to get this shit done. Instead, it became a blue thing and a red thing. It was the wrong approach.
I want to ask you a question. Excuse me. I want to ask you a question. Basically, and all the administrations, we've done the show, I think, two administrations, where we discuss things, and you and I discuss a bit that it seems so obvious and so straightforward on what to do, and it just doesn't get
well, Joe, because the system is broken. Because you have to rely. First of all, everything's gerrymandered. So most of these congressional districts, whether they be blue or red, are not up for grabs. So if they're not, like, if you look at Jim Jordan's district, it's fucking ridiculous. It's why he, who I think is an asshole, keeps on getting reelected. But there's Democratic ones too, and the court says no, you can gerrymander. And the money in politics is ridiculous. And the court said, no, you could put as much money in coming from all over the place. So that's why nothing gets fixed. You could come in with the best intentions, but in order to keep your job and, you know, even if you want to do good, you got to play this game. But the game is corrupt. Again, that's why Donald Trump was so attractive. One of the reasons why Donald Trump was so attractive to so many people. The perception was he was this billionaire. He didn't have to answer to anybody. He really didn't have an ideology. He was a negotiator. That was the allure of Donald Trump. I understood it. Again, I know this guy. I knew that's not who the case was. But I understood the allure. If he had been that guy, he would have gone down as a generational president, as one of the greatest presidents of all time. If he was the man that his myth was, and he fought for the people instead of for himself, you know, forget about all the other we could have overlooked all the fucking nonsense and tweets and all the other nonsense that comes along with Donald Trump, all the other awful things. If he would have been a champion of the people and done things on the up and up and held Congress and Senate's feet to the fire, it would have been a landslide. This guy would have gone down as one of the greatest presidents. And again, you have people like me who in November have to go, I don't know, maybe I do have to vote for this guy. I find him repugnant, but he did what nobody else could do. Maybe I have to vote for him. It's like I said 4 years ago. It's all there for him. It's all there for him. The guy's just flawed. So in the future, if somebody could come in who has those ideals and is true, have good character, maybe it can happen, Joe. Maybe that's how it's going to get done.
You know, I think the system is so broken that even if you go in there with good intentions, that the whole political process is so broken. I'm being the devil's advocate. Let's take health care, okay? And Donald Trump said, we're going to have beautiful health care. We're going to have this. Because McConnell and all of the others are saying, look, we have this great idea for health care. They didn't have shit. They did not have shit. And they had 8 years of Obama to sit and figure out how to make it work. And they didn't have shit.
Joe, you're right, but you're right, but
you don't do it.
You're right, but again, here's a flaw of Donald Trump. You're absolutely right. They didn't have shit. But again, you got to surround yourself with good people. You know, you realize they don't have shit, and you make this promise. Go, all right. I need to get people here to come up with some type of plan and sell me on this plan so I can give what I promised. He never did that.
They sold him a bill of fucking.
But you can't be that fucking dopey. You have to know, listen. You ran on. They're all full of shit. So you have to assume they're full of shit. I mean,
I think when you get in there and then you've been hornswoggled like that, you can't do things in politics the way you do in business. This was an experiment, trying to do things business wise in a political environment.
No, this again, we've had this conversation, and I was never a fan. I was never a fan of the businessman, but again, I don't think this is a failed businessman experiment, because I think a businessman is somebody who's running a CEO and has to answer to other people on the board and has stock options. Donald, it's like me running for president. You know, I'm a businessman. Yeah, but I never had to answer to anybody. I make the end of the day. You know what? Does Joe get the gig? He doesn't get the gig. Nobody's pitching Joe to me. I'm going to decide Joe's getting the gig. Nobody pitched to Donald Trump. Donald Trump decides. It's not really a business. Do I think a businessman could run things? Maybe like a Mark Cuban.
But you know what the thing might be, Dad? Let's say we don't know each other. Oh, what a dream! No, but let's say we don't know each other. Okay, and let's bring up your point that I'm being pitched to you to do a gig. You look at my tape, and it's mediocre. Nothing really spectacular. Nothing that you could really use. However, you have advisors around you telling them that I need to be there. It's advantageous for me to be there. Whatever, and now I'm doing shows for you, I think, but you have advisors going, no, it's the best that he's there. It's, you know, to bring it to comedy, you know,
well, I mean,
to that, you know?
Yeah, there's a couple things. First of all, the difference between me and Trump is I would actually listen to my advisors. I don't think I know everything. Trump is the one who thinks he knows the most at everything. That being said, I listen to my advisors. I'm on the fence about Joe Curry. I hire Joe Curry. Does one gig, not great. Hire Joe Curry, does another gig, even worse. Well, now I can't use Joe, and I have to call my advisors on the carpet. And if it happens again, they're no longer my advisors. I mean, that's what you do. You got to make the call. At the end of the day, was it Eisenhower that said the buck stops here? Was it Eisenhower?
Eisenhower.
No. Truman? No, it was Roosevelt.
No, it wasn't Roosevelt that said the buck stops
FDR.
Here.
FDR.
Look that up.
For what? For what again?
The buck stops here.
That was FDR. That was Truman.
Truman.
Oh, shit. Right.
But anyway, yeah. So
that was an Irish guy that ran a cesspool company.
Listen.
No.
What did I say at the top of the show? Then we're going to take a break. I said I root for good people. Part of being a good person is knowing what you don't know. You know, no. If you think you know everything, chances are you don't know anything. I mean, and so whoever comes into the office, they have to be able to listen to differing opinions from different perspectives, and then they make the final decision.
Well, that's actually a key thing, because any successful businessman, you know, that, you know, I'm fascinated by business, so you read about these executives, like, you really don't know about this. How did you, you know, build it?
Listen, man, business...
People that did.
Business is full of people who were kicked upstairs. I worked with those people. I often tell people, Donald Trump is the perfect example of somebody failing up. He has failed at everything he's done. Yes. He's failed up. We know people. Yep. I'm sure you've had a boss in your lifetime. I know Pip has had a boss in her lifetime. I've had that boss. Yo, this person's a fucking idiot. They don't work. They goof off. They're getting at the snack machine every day. They give me shit. They're an asshole. They failed up. That's unfortunately part of business. I don't want a president who failed up. I don't mind mistakes. Just own the shit. Own the shit and don't let it happen again. That's all I don't ask for perfection, because I understand it's a very difficult job. And like a lot of jobs.
Right. Now, and like I said, we could and God Jesus Christ knows we've had debating on Trump's merits, Trump's attractions and stuff like that. My concern is, especially with the pork that in this bill that passed, is that I don't see an end to any of this in Washington.
No. Well, let me. All right, Joe. I'll be Libby liberal. No, Joe. It's all going to be better now that Joe Biden's in. Everything's going to change. It's going to come from the top down because he's a good guy. I do think he's a good guy, but no, it's the system is broken. It can't. You know, you would need somebody's with Trump's quote unquote charisma and willpower, but with morals. That's what you would need to possibly affect the system. I think Joe Biden has morals. I don't think he has the willpower or the charisma to do that. You know, Obama certainly had charisma. In my opinion, he had morals. He couldn't get it done. It just might be the thing. Because they're wishy-washy. At this point, I can say the Republican Party are not conservatives. They have no beliefs. I don't know what the Democrats are. We're going to find out what the Democrats are during this 4 years. I might be here 6 months ago. Well, the Democrats are just as bad as the Republicans. They say one thing, but when they get in power, they do the opposite. I don't know. Right?
And you know, it's like any political party or any president. Every president goes in with the best intentions.
I don't know about that. I don't think this guy did, Joe. I don't think this guy did. I think most do. I think W came in with good intentions. I don't agree with a lot of his policies. I think W came in with good intentions. He was just overwhelmed. You know?
Yeah.
I don't
think it was over his pay grade.
Yeah, I don't think I think Obama came in with the best of intentions. I think he did a lot of things right. There were mistakes. I called him. I don't think Donald Trump came in with good intentions. I think this was Donald Trump never expected to win. This was a business ploy. And oh fuck, I won. You know, listen, was Hillary coming with good intentions? I couldn't tell you. I don't know her well enough. There's enough to say that she has a lot of good intentions, and then there's enough things that make you question what the fuck was she doing there. I couldn't tell you. I think Biden's coming in with good intentions. I don't think he's going to get the change we're seeking. I think this is a right the ship presidency. That's what this is. This has been.
I'm sorry.
Go on.
Well, one of the things that I totally agree with Joe about the pork. I have been frustrated by that for so long. I don't understand why they can't have bills be written on one topic.
They won't do it. They won't pass clean bills.
I know they won't. But it's just like it's bullshit because
it is.
You do that on a local government level. There resolutions,
here's
ordinances,
why. Here's why.
Friggin' topic.
Here's
but
why.
The thing is, so
I'm
going to
tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because Congress people have to run every 2 years. So as soon as you get in, you're fundraising again. So if you're fundraising, what are you going to do? You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. We're going to put this plant here. We're going to add these jobs here, which helps you. Now you fund me so I can get another 2 years. It's all built on money. That's what it is. I mean,
yeah.
You're flawed people in a flawed system.
That's why the system is so broken. Because, number one, we have people in government that are spending the time they're supposed to be working running for office, like a different one. Or it's like, You're supposed to be doing your job right now. You're not supposed to be campaigning for the next one. But be that as it may, I'd like to see people in government who are actually doing things for the middle class instead of making the gap between the lower and middle classes bigger and bigger, and the 1% gets all this dough, and we still have people in America going to food kitchens and homeless, and they have to make choices about what they should do instead of medical attention because they can't afford it. This is ridiculous. The rest of the world is able to deal with this. The first world countries are able to deal with this. We can't do it here, but most importantly to me, I don't think that Biden is going to be able to afford a lot of these problems. But one thing, I know he's not going to be throwing a roll of toilet paper at people who just had a flood.
Well,
I don't
know if he has the arm for it. Listen, to your point, to your point, I think the guy's name, and then we'll take our break. He's a multi-billionaire. I want to say his name is Delios. His son just died this week.
Soros.
No, not Soros. No,
I'm sorry.
His son just died this weekend in a car accident. 42-year-old son. He's a billionaire hedge fund owner. He was the one who predicted the crash in 2008. He's the one who predicted that. So I was watching an interview with him today. And again, this is a hedge fund manager. This is a guy who's made his billions off capitalism. He said our version of capitalism is broken. And that's what it is. That's what because we have socialism for the wealthy and we don't have it for the poorest. And it's just going to, he's like, listen, it's going to build to a point where there's going to be conflict. You have to do something about that. The people are going to rise up. They're not being served by their politicians. I do believe some people come in with good intentions. I believe other people do it for power. But listen, it's just, listen, if you don't get rid of the gerrymandering so people are actually held accountable to their constituents, if you don't get rid of the money so these people constantly have to raise money, nothing's going to change, no matter how good the intentions are. Again, unless you get like a force to nature like Donald Trump, you know, somebody with that type of, he's not confident, but somebody who actually has the type of confidence that he portrays, but actually is a populist and fights for the people. Yeah, but I don't see that happening. I don't. It's not Joe. Like I said, Joe Biden doesn't have that force. Could it have been Bill Clinton? Yeah, I mean maybe Bill Clinton had a lot of those things. But then again, he's getting his dick sucked, and that kind of derailed everything. But under Bill Clinton, everybody was pretty happy because everybody was making money. You know, it was the same thing. You know, people are happy when they're making money, but there is this underbelly of the people who are the have-nots. We have to stop looking at each other as other or not working hard enough or this is why you're poor or this, that, the other. Yes, there are certainly people who are lackadaisical and don't do anything. That's the minority of the people. Most people want an opportunity. Most of the time, if you're poor, you don't get that opportunity. You know, listen, I know free education, free college education is a controversial topic. I don't really know where I am on that. I probably don't mind it for state universities, but I understand the reasoning behind it. Now, you go, yeah, but, you know, I have student debts. I get that. But the reasoning behind it is education in our society, and we're going to be talking about this a little bit more in the next segment, is the pathway to more financial stability, where you can raise yourself up and you can raise other people up. I have been one of these proponents where if we're going to pay for your college, then you got to do 2 years of service to the community, whether it be working in the hospitals or the military or whatever thing. I think it builds everything up. So to me, that argument makes a lot of sense. I don't look at it as like we're giving you this. I look at it as we're investing. We're investing in you.
Basically, you brought up a point before I was going to interject. My whole thing on the free, and you got to listen to me on this. My whole thing on a free education is that you don't have an investment in it. With that being said, what you just proposed is a great idea, which I would be on board with on giving, you know, a service on it, because you are now making the commitment to invest in something.
I believe that's Biden's stance, but I'm not 100% sure. I know there's people on the left who have that stance, but that's how you sell it to people. You sell it to people like I just said. We're not giving it to you. We're investing in you because we know we're going to get this back. We know you're going to give to your community, and we know you're going to be able to lift yourself up and lift other people up to lift us all up.
Just the investment in it. Now, when I was my 20s, my mom said, "Look, I don't have money to send you to college. You can live here rent free if you're going to night school." And I went to night school. I got my degree at night, and I would study till 3 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't afford to take the class again. That's the investment that you have. I didn't go, fuck it, who cares? I'll just say, no, I'm paying for this, or I have an investment.
And you know what else you do with it? That brings up a good point. You know what else you do with it? Listen, you got to maintain a 2.5. 2.5 is not outstanding.
Agreed. There's got to be a caveat with this.
And if you don't maintain it, the free, hold on. If you don't maintain it, not only does the free ride end, but then you got to pay it back. Now you can have a bad semester, but you know we're going to give you a period of time. You have to work to get to that 2.5. If you're at 2.3, but you know what? You're getting the extra help. You're going to tutors and everything. There might be a way to go, okay, you're doing the work. But if you're going to parties all the time and you're not doing other things, then you're going to pay it back. There's a way to do this. There's a way to lift people up and lift society up, but you need people who are going to sell it, who are going to be able to go into the communities and go to people who are not of that mind and explain to them how it helps not only the person who we're giving this money to, but it helps them too, how you're going to have a better community with it.
You want to know something?
Yeah.
With that criteria, I would be on board with that. Because the investment is there. The commitment would be there. As if I'm trying to get my grades better in a certain class, and I'm like, holy cow! If I don't get, I got to pay the money back, and then I'm done. It's like I'm studying till 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning again.
Yeah,
you know the investment is there. So yeah, I would agree to something like that.
Moving forward. America has to change its way of thinking, and start looking at. Instead of companies, start looking at our citizens as the assets. That's what we need. That's what we need to do. If we stop looking at each other as black, white, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, you know, whatever the fuck, liberal or conservative. If you just go, no, this is a fellow citizen, and we're going to invest in a fellow citizen because it's going to make them better and it's going to make all of us better. We'll be way ahead of the curve. We will make America great again.
Also,
the path.
Yeah.
Also, as a second part of this. Is that the whole thing is, well, you got to go to college. You have to go to college. The trades are hurting.
Absolutely.
Desperate. The electricians, the plumbers, the carpenters, where we need to let kids know that going into a trade is not a bad thing.
Absolutely. And you know what? We'll pay for your trade school. We'll pay for your trade school. But now you're going to do some of these city projects. After you get your degree, we're going to pay for that. You're going to have a job. But also part of your time, you're going to have to give us X amount of hours a month to do stuff at City Hall, to fix the pipes at City Hall, whatever the fuck.
Especially with plumbing, it's Theory 1 and Theory 2 and that apprentice. What you do is you have the kids go, all right, look, you're going to work on this city, like NYCHA, you work for the City Housing Authority,
mm-hmm.
Working on a project. That time on the project will accrue to your apprenticeship.
Sure.
On getting your license.
Listen, there are ways.
It's called sweat equity.
There are ways
just
to
like
do.
Just like Habitat for Humanity. Then we're not just giving you a house. You're going to work on this with us. You put sweat equity into it. It means something to you. You're not just going to wreck it up because you worked on it with us. You put something into this.
You work with something into you. You mm-hmm. work with the trades and the whole position where the carpenter, plumbing, where you work for as a helper or as an apprentice. That time, if you're doing a community project based on your education that you had, you not only work at that project, however, there is an investment by you that will accrue to your apprenticeship to getting your license.
Yeah.
It's real. Listen, it can be done. It just needs Americans to change their way of thinking. That's why we're broken. That's why you can blame this, that, the other thing. It's those people. It's these people. Now, our psyche is fucking broken. Everybody but me and everybody who thinks like me and doesn't look like me is other. No, we're all Americans. Let's all invest in ourselves, in our neighbor, in our communities, in our country. That's how we get shit done. We don't have that mindset right now. We've been divided. I'm leaving Facebook. I'm going to Parler. I'm going to MeWe because they don't think like me. We're all trying to get away. We're all trying to we don't fix this shit if we're trying to escape each other.
Let me add one more thing as well. Seems how, you know, we're all singing Kumbaya here. Let's continue to walk on the rose petals. We need to fix the infrastructure. Every business executive has said one of the problems in America is our infrastructure. Getting everybody to work, there was an interview on infrastructure, and one of the key things is that doing it on a national level is tough because trying to get the local municipalities to work with each other on that. So there needs to be a spearhead. It's almost as rough as getting the medical situation under control. But it's something that needs to be looked at.
Listen, Obama wanted to do it.
Survival and business as a country.
Obama wanted to do it. McConnell said no. Trump allegedly wanted to do it. God knows how many infrastructure weeks we had. McConnell said no. Biden wants to do it. He thinks that. Listen, they got to come to a compromise. Now, I one of the things is, like, I think the Republicans want to make some of the – want, like, private industry to, like, handle the infrastructure and make them pay roads. No, this is something the government should do. You could use the community stuff that we're talking about. I know you have to worry about you know, pollution and everything. There's a way to do it. It's just a matter of do people want to do it. It's a lot easier to bitch and moan and point fingers. That's never really been my thing. That's why I look at how can we get shit done? Joe and I were having a conversation before the show about our script, and we're talking, how can we get this done? What do we have to do? You can either bitch about it, or you can do it. And I'm just saying it can be done, but it needs people to change their fucking minds. You need Americans to want to do it.
Well, you know what they have to do? Is what you do on a local level is that you have a fixed asset, your infrastructure, and what you do is because it's not just like worth, you know, something that you're going to spend money on once. It's something that the value of it is spread over time. So you borrow money, get the project done, and you pay it over a fixed amount of time. And they do on the local level and on state level is that you have a schedule of projects that are to be done, and the funding is all built into the local budgets. Now, if we could only get that together and have a schedule of projects that need to be done in the United States, and
right,
we build that into the budget and we fucking stick to it.
Well, I'm going to tell you,
the key thing that you said is at the local level. Now, when you were on discussing the infrastructure, they said the key thing is the stumbling blocks at the local level. So, yes, if the three of us were going to fix it tomorrow, you would have to start at the local, you know, you would make it a national priority, but you would have to start working at it on the local level to get the ball rolling.
It can be done.
Well, it's just a matter of good planning and good financial planning.
Well, hopefully Joe Biden hires all the best people, and the federal can work with the state and the local, and shit can get done. Listen, the interstate highways, you know, that's not the local stuff, but the infrastructure is falling apart. America's falling behind. We need more than a fucking slogan. And like I've been saying for years, Americans got to stop being lazy. We like to powder our asses and say we're the best. You want to be the best, you got to invest. We got to sacrifice. That's the way it is. I mean, generations since the baby boomers have been fucking shit up, and we're no better with it. We just aren't.
Now, and here's the deal. I've said it, for a long time. I'm not a Mitch McConnell fan. So if you're telling me, well, Mitch McConnell is in the way of it, they need to call out Mitch McConnell and get a Mitch McConnell and go, why are you getting, you need to get an infrastructure.
Well, yeah, well, Joe,
are you against this? You need
Joe,
to get done.
I will give you a shining light, and then we really will take a break. I swear to God, we will. What you had on the stimulus, Mitch McConnell was saying no to the stimulus. Nancy Pelosi said, we gave you a stimulus package. What you had was you had a group of moderate senators, Republican and Democrat, working together on their own, who came up with this $900 billion stimulus package. And, of course, you know, it had to be worked out and everything. So the theory is there might be just enough moderates on the right and the left to actually get some shit done. That's the theory. Now, Nancy Pelosi does not have the commanding lead of the House that she had the past 2 years. So that's more balanced also. So she's not going to be able to steamroll the Republicans. So you probably will get something more moderate there. It could happen. I believe Joe Biden's a moderate president. We'll see.
What scares me, and I hope he will be moderate, because my fear is if they go, all right, we're going to do infrastructure. I get a funny feeling a lot of the left Democrats are going to try to get as much of the Green New Deal in on that as pork.
Well, listen, which, I mean,
I don't know if it's going to be good. Which might
listen,
the whole
thing. The future is green technology. That's been the argument. Listen, if we want to get our economy back on track, we need to be the ones manufacturing this shit. It's going to be part of it. You know, listen, we're oil self-dependent, which is good, but it's not the future. Even the car companies know they have to make more efficient cars because they can't compete with the foreign cars. It's all going to be part of it. But so what you got to do with the Green New Deal is, here's what you got to do if you're Joe Biden. You don't call it the Green New Deal, because that's a code word. You don't mention Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because she triggers people. You just put some of the shit in there. You don't put anything about cows farting. You leave that out of the conversation, even though, yes, technically it's true. Cows farting do cause methane and fuck up the ozone. You leave people's hamburgers alone. You can get shit done. Yeah, there's ways to do this shit. Joe Biden's been doing this shit 50 years. What's he been doing for 50 years? He's been knowing how to play the fucking game. He knows how to play the game. He knows how to get shit done. Mitch McConnell knows how to get shit done.
So if you want to compromise on the Green New Deal and add some stuff in there, basically we need to get a major amount of bridges fixed, replaced.
Yep.
Roadways, all right?
Yep.
Well, Joe, you know, what about the Green New Deal? Okay, part of the Green New Deal is beefing up the rail system. We need to fix the rail system.
Yep.
So on that one, well, this is part of the Green New Deal? Well, you're fixing the rail system. That's a compromise. You know, so sort of, you know, to that effect is my opinion.
Americans are not Twitter and Facebook. I mean, yes, those are Americans. But the not fringes on the left and the right. Most people, they just don't want to drive over fucking potholes. They just don't want bridges collapsing. They just want to be able to work a 9-to-5 job and pay their fucking bills. Most people, they don't want all this fucking nonsense. There's too much noise. I am hopeful that Joe Biden will try to get these things done. Listen, like I said, in 6 months I might be going, well, this is a bunch of horse shit. I was hornswoggled. Right. It could happen.
One more thing I would like
you to... keep saying one thing and I want to take a break, you motherfucker.
I know, but I want to add to that. Basically, now my whole worry has been the radical left really kind of taking over and manipulating Biden. To contradict my point, Governor David Patterson, former New York State Governor David Patterson, was on WOR today, and they posed that question to him. And he is of the contention that you do hear a lot of your, you know, AOCs and so forth, but she feels that there is enough mainstream left that is so against the radical left that there will be a hold on that. So,
Joe, you also have to remember this, and then we are going to take a break. Joe Biden won in part because Republicans voted for Joe Biden. We see that on these non-fraudulent election ballots. People voted for Joe Biden for president, but then down the ticket, they voted Republican. I guarantee it wasn't liberals doing that shit. It was Republicans. It was Republicans. So, and Joe Biden is aware of that. Joe Biden is aware it wasn't just the far left. Listen, the left was a large part of him winning. Don't get me wrong. It was the largest part of him winning. But you don't get 7 million. You don't flip Georgia and Arizona without conservatives voting for it. He knows that shit. Listen, AOC wanted to get a prominent seat in Congress on one of the departments thing. They said no. AOC is just a fucking chirping hen, much like Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan. Listen, AOC has good. AOC says good things, and then AOC makes you roll your eyes. That's fine. She's one congresswoman representing her constituents. She's doing what her constituents want. That's fine. It's not the whole party. Joe Biden, like I said, he's been doing this 50 years. He knows what he needs to do. He's every speech you hear him, he's been reaching out to the Republicans. You know what? If the Republicans reach back, they'll get shit done.
Well, you know, it's funny because, like I said, they were posing it to Governor Patterson, and one of the co-hosts was going, well, you know, you have this person and that person and this person and that person. And I like what Patterson said. He goes, that's six people. He goes, believe me, he goes, there's a lot more people that are moderate left, and six people, maybe there's going to be 10 radical left, but he goes, there's far more moderate left. So, you know, we'll see, and I kind of changed my stance on that based on Governor Patterson's findings on it.
Listen, when you would call Joe Biden a socialist, I would just chuckle and roll my eyes, because that was the same thing they said about Obama. We've never seen such a radical left thing. Obama was a centrist. He pissed off the fucking liberals. That's what it was.
Yeah.
The liberals wanted to do more, and Obama didn't. Biden's a fucking centrist. Is it the most progressive platform yet? Yes. But most of America is center-left. If you look at popular elections, most of America is center-left. That being said, we're not doing away with hamburgers. We're not all riding bicycles to work. You know, it's not going to happen.
Well, Like I said, the one thing that swayed me on the position is when Governor Patterson said, "There's six. How many? There's six. Where you know?"
Listen,
it kind of makes sense.
Biden's gonna be fucking fine. Yeah, I mean, you get this guy's been doing it 50 years. He gets along with the Republicans and shit. You had Republicans out campaigning for him, voting for him. Biden's going to be fine. What's going to happen is, here's what's going to happen. The far left is going to be pissed off at Joe Biden, which I told you was going to happen. And the far right's going to be...
Oh, they're already, yeah.
Of course. And the far right's going to be pissed off at Biden, because of course they are. But he's going to try. they are. Listen, they're talking about coups. They're talking about coups and whatnot. Whatever. If Mitch McConnell reaches back, which he did not do with Obama, if Mitch McConnell reaches his hand back and says, let's get some things done, you will see some things actually get done. It's really up to Mitch. Biden keeps on reaching that hand out. If Biden gets off that fecocked stance that he did with Obama, make him a one-term president. Again, I'm asking Mitch McConnell to change who he's always fucking been. But if Mitch McConnell reaches back, yeah. But forget about Mitch McConnell. If I'm right about the centrist left and right senators who are going to force the issue, because the Senate's going to be close. It's going to be close no matter how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to get some shit done. You'll get some infrastructure. You're going to get some stuff with the fucking climate, because there's no dicking around. You can't deny this shit anymore. Ask fucking Miami. Every time it rains, they're underwater. You know, you're gonna get some shit done. Is there going to be stuff that's going to piss you off, Joe? Yes. I promise you there will be. I promise you there'll be stuff that go, these fucking commies, I'm not going to tell you it's not going to happen, but there's also going to be stuff that you're going to go, all right, that's pretty good. That's the way it, that's the way it is.
As long as it's not to the extent that I'm fearing.
It's not AOC. He's not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He doesn't have the legs for it.
And like I said, yeah, right. And like I said, as Governor Patterson, you know, said, there's six of them. Don't worry, you know.
Yeah,
like, that kind of, like I said, that kind of swayed me.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. I wish more people would get off this fecocked coup and rigged election, and we'd be going, all right, we're Americans. All right, this is what we got to do. It's 4 years of this shit. It was the same thing with the Hillary stuff. Listen, I understand there's all these things going on, but at the end of the day, he's the president. You got to give him a chance. I gave Trump a chance. He fucking disappointed me far more often than he did it, but I gave him a chance. Give the guy a chance. If after 6 months, a year, you're not happy with it, you certainly have a right to make that known and everything. But give the person a fucking chance. Don't look at them as the devil before they do anything. That's all, and that's what I did with Trump. I fucking hated Donald Trump, but I said on this air I was going to give it. I said if he does what he's running on and he is the deal maker, it's going to be good for the country. As late as April, I said if he handles this fucking COVID thing right, he's going to win in a landslide, and people like me are going to be fuck. What do I do? He really got us through that shit. You got to root for the country. Rooting for the country isn't rooting for partisan nonsense. Rooting for the country is rooting for the stuff that benefits the most people. Not what I specifically believe. And infrastructure is one of those things. And it was one of those things under Obama and Trump, too.
I would watch the press conference right before we would go on air. And I've said it and I said it again. One of the smartest things he could have done is say what he wanted to say. And then go, all right, I'm going to have Vice President Pence and Dr. Fauci speak. I have to get in the back. I got
if you're going to just shut his trap for a minute.
With the fucking press.
Listen.
You know, he's his own worst enemy.
Because he's broken. He's a broken human being who's failed up his whole life. I can't be more clear about all the reporting, all the people that have known him his whole life, his family. He's a broken human being. That's what he's a grifter and a broken human being. So as much of those things that, you know, we liked or didn't like, he was never going to be enabled an actor unless it was going to personally benefit him, and he could see that in his little fucking pee head, and unless it was mean. He's a mean person. I told you at the top, I root for good people. Well, Trevor Lawrence might be a better quarterback than Sam Darnold. He might be. I don't know Trevor Lawrence. I know Sam Darnold. I see how he represents the franchise. He's been in New York, the biggest fucking fishbowl, for 3 years. He hasn't embarrassed me. I root for him.
You want to know something? We're ending where we're starting. And once again, he's got to get fucking decent coaching, and especially a coach that is known to groom quarterbacks.
And listen, I don't hate Adam Gase because he seems like a decent human being. He's just incompetent. That's okay. I can accept it.
Yeah,
I don't hate people for incompetence. I just want them removed. That's all I don't like bad people and people that are willfully stupid. That's how I make my decisions. I don't think Joe Biden is a bad person, and I don't think he's willfully stupid. Is he going to do things that are going to make me roll my eyes? Garen fucking did it. But that's okay.
Absolutely.
And is he gonna do things that I don't disagree with? Yeah, and I'll fucking say it because I'm not a cult member or a fucking drone. Yeah, but I think he's gonna try. That's what all you can ask these people to do is to try and lead and try to do it from a good place and try to help as many people as possible. That's all you can ask any of these people to do. That's all I ask anybody to do. That's all I want from this guy. Is he gonna fail on some things? Absolutely. But I think he's going to succeed on some things, too. And listen, if at the end of 4 years, and then really I'm taking a break, if at the end of 4 years Americans hate other Americans less than they fucking do now, it was a victory. Because right now, this is untenable. This show is very odd in the fact that two of the three of us could not be more diametrically opposed on so many things politically. But we get past all that shit. We fight like cats and dogs. We laugh. We look past all that, and we focus on what we like about each other. America's not like that.
And one of the, you know what's the most amazing thing? I didn't think this break was going to go past 7:15.
Because you wouldn't stop.
But, funny. But what it needs to be said is, and it's something that, it's a takeaway away from this show, if you go on other shows, you debate something, because is not an answer.
No.
You have to come with your point and debate your point and go over all the points. That's what, you know, that's what makes the show success. And that's the ground rule of this show.
Well, when we are at our best, that is what we are doing. When it devolves to name calling or whatever other childish things, it's not so good. So, yes.
It did at the beginning when we started.
It still does sometimes. It still does. We're human beings. We get frustrated. It's okay. It's just not the best. Yeah. It's just not the best we could do. But Americans don't want to discuss anymore. Listen, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted with fighting people about rigged election. I'm not going to do it anymore. I am writing people off. I'm not going to unfriend you. I just know you're not worth my time in that regard. It's just
exactly. You're not going to change anything.
Yeah.
I think that something went on, but until I see proof, where's the proof? You know, I feel that, but if there's no proof, you know, where are you going to go with this?
Well,
there's nowhere to go.
I don't think anything went on a massive scale because I'm listening to the fucking Republicans who ran the elections, and I'm listening to the guy who ran the cybersecurity. And when everybody said there was no way we were going to have a secure election, a Republican appointed by Donald Trump, I hire all the best people. In this case, he fucking actually did. And Chris Krebs, he gets fucking chastised for doing it. If you listen to Chris Krebs, oh, the machines are rigged and everything. Well, first of all, now the machine companies are suing and people are having to fucking retract what they said. But if you listen to Chris Krebs, who's the guy who secured all the elections with the states run the elections, 95% of all these machines have a paper ballot trail. Paper ballot trail. So you can proof it. So if there's any questions, you can get the paper ballot. So if things magically switch, which they fucking didn't, but it's a conspiracy theory, you could look at the fucking papers and do it. Like I said, Donald Trump actually hired somebody who was really good at his job. When he got fired, I tweeted at Joe Biden, because he takes my tweets now. I tweeted at Joe Biden. I go, hire Chris Krebs. What? He's a Republican. He's still a Republican, you might say. Yeah, but he did a fucking good job. It's the same thing with Chris Wray and the FBI. You know, and that's traditionally what presidents do. They serve 10-year terms. Only under Trump do we have the shenanigans. But Trump appointed Chris Wray. Yeah, keep Chris Wray. He seems to be on the up and up. The FBI hires integrity. I don't give a shit if you're right or left. If you do your job well, I want you in the fucking job. It's really that easy.
The one thing, and like I said, I'm a rational person. Where my whole thing is, I find it hard to believe that Biden got the most votes of any candidate in elections for
no.
decades.
No.
Now, stop. But with that being said, well, where's your proof, Joe?
But you're willing to believe.
I'm just saying, but I can't go, well, he's not my president. Well, I don't have proof.
Yeah, but Donald Trump.
President.
Donald Trump got the second most votes because we let people vote, which is something I've been screaming for years. We still had voter suppression, don't get me wrong, But we made it easier to vote. I've been screaming this for years. Let people fucking vote. Let the best ideas win. That's how a healthy democracy works. So Joe Biden got the most, and Donald Trump got the second most. Well, what are that many people impassioned by Joe Biden? No, they just fucking hate Trump. Just like Donald Trump won in 2016. Were that many people passionate about Donald Trump? No, they just fucking hate Hillary. That's okay.
And like I said, with my opinion, where are your facts? Not one to be found. And however, I'm just a dumb radio co-host. For Trump to go and Giuliani to go in front of the Supreme Court and all this to override with almost the same facts that I have, the original conversation is, it's really simple. I don't understand why it gets convoluted. You know, with policy, with, you know, handling things, you know, I don't know.
Like I said, don't believe me. Don't believe the Democrats. The fucking Republicans who wanted Trump to win, who ran these elections in these red states, are telling you. The guy that Donald Trump put in charge to protect the election is telling you. You don't have to believe Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden or Lefty Davi. You don't have to believe any of us. These are fucking Republicans who wanted Trump to win. They're just doing their job. They're actually following their oath. You should be proud of them. That's all I ask. You know what? And if Trump won fairly, okay. It wouldn't be what I wanted. Okay, though. That's how elections work. Whatever. I don't want to get off on this whole fucking election thing, because by the time this airs, you know, on podcast form.
I have things to add. You have things. He has.
Well, no, it's not that. But by the time I put this up tonight, you know, we might be under martial law, and then this is all fucking dated anyway. So
yeah, right.
So to talk about topical shit, I don't know, our military overlords.
And you know what? It's been very interesting. We could go on, and we're all pretty much of a like mind on this. So. We could go on and on and on and on.
Listen, man, the country needs to go forward. It was the same thing with Donald Trump. Listen, I know he did shit with the Russians. If you read that Mueller report, and they exhausted it, and they went through those things. That being said, he was the president of the United States. You do these things, you know. These people who go, "Not my president." I understand it. But he's your president. You know, it's the same type of thing.
Yeah, and I, you know, and with Biden, she's not my president. No, he was elected in an election, went through the process. There was irregularities. He went through the courts and stuff like that. He's the fucking president.
Yeah, listen.
You know, what are you going
to
do?
Listen, grab your pussy hat or your long gun or whatever and fucking protest. You have every right to protest. I'm never going to stop you from protesting if you do it in a safe way. That's fine. I don't have any anger towards protesters. But, you know, at the end of the day, you give the guy a chance. He's the president. We'll see what the fuck happens. But
yeah, I mean, look, it's like throwing your teenage kid the keys to the car. It's like, all right, you got 4 years. Bring it back in one piece. Yeah.
Well, listen. Joe Biden is thrilled that you compared him to a teenager. All right, we're going to take our first break. All right, on the... Wow, that was way too fucking long, and I blame Joe for that.
Like I said, I didn't think we'd get past 7:15.
We weren't supposed to. On the break... Yeah. We have new music by Honey with JJ, and you can learn more about her at fluttertone.com. And we also have new music from Laura Hiley with Could Be Paradise, and you can learn more about her at khb-music.de. Both of them making their Davin's Den...